Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Of all the game stories out there, sometimes the ones we talk about the most are those where your main character gets their Sean Bean on. Maybe you knew it was coming, maybe it's just part of the main progression, or maybe you had to make the choice yourself. But either way, I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 powerful video game endings you had to die to see. Number 8, The Funeral, Hitman Blood Money. Hands down one of the coolest moments in Hitman history, Blood Money thoroughly cemented its place as one of the best entries in the Hitman series with this ludicrously satisfying horror-style finale. Coming after it seems as though your handler Diana has betrayed you, Agent 47 is stabbed in the shoulder with a syringe and put on display for a funeral. Diana has then assembled the leader of the shadowy organization you've been tracking alongside a number of additional high-value targets all in one place to watch 47 burn. As a mysterious woman places 47's iconic silver baller guns on his chest and the credits roll, if you don't do anything, 47 will just lie there until finally going under for good. What you're supposed to do is push a button a minute or so into these credits, which will see 47 sit bolt upright and just wreck shop with both pistols. Turns out Diana was loyal after all, and now all your targets are completely helpless, being that the surrounding area's gate has been locked. Human shields using parts of the environment for kills, all that's left is to mop up the bodies in style, being as creative as you like getting your revenge. Number 7, Become Data, Nier Automata. Creative director and all-round lovable human Yoko Taro is like an even more out-there Hideo Kojima who actually knows how to deliver on his ridiculous New Age premises. In Nier Automata's case, that means crafting an open world where the short-lived thrills of combat and spectacle give way to AIs trying to understand every facet of being human, from the purpose of emotion to our susceptibility to violence and everything else in between. Automata and Taro himself have a lot to say, but ultimately it's the ending E route that lets you do something very few titles have gone anywhere near, sacrificing all of your save data just to help another player over the finish line. Doing so means you'll become one of many messengers and helper ships encouraging other players to keep going when they too are nearing the end of the game. It's as literal as it sounds, and a repeat of a similar setup from the original Nier. Only here it comes after you've clocked 3 separate playthroughs as 3 separate characters to even reach this set of credits. With the takeaway message being that maybe all you can do is pass on your experiences to the next person, not knowing exactly how that will go, twinning the decision to 30 plus hours of game time is a masterstroke. Number 6, Johnny Silverhand Takes Over, Cyberpunk 2077. Cyberpunk's launch date should forever be dragged for an exemplary example of how not to launch a video game, but it's still CDPR at the helm, and the game's story, characters, and thematics are still incredible. Namely, the relationship between Keanu Reeves' Johnny Silverhand and yourself playing V. Cyberpunk spins a number of plot threads and thematics surrounding the intense fakery of Night City, the idea of becoming a legend in this metropolis supposedly being something a street kid or rock star would aspire to, only for the reality of how fast-moving life here is to mean that your efforts didn't really mean a thing. Cut to the close of the game and amongst a smattering of varying overall endings, you can choose to sacrifice your dying body to let Johnny live once again. It means even his own partner Rogue can't fully get on board with a completely different body speaking like Keanu Reeves, but depending on how much you think Silverhand's rocker terrorist antics deserved better than an unmarked grave in the desert, you can have at it. Number 5, Lose to Kronika and Reset Time, Mortal Kombat 11. As arguably NetherRealm's finest fighter yet, Mortal Kombat 11 also came with some of the best action and martial arts choreography ever captured in a video game story. Seriously, this game's story and its aftermath expansion is a blur of high kicks, spins, counters, and Shang Tsung Han slicing robots in half, and it could not be any better. When it comes to why all these things are happening though, that's where Kronika comes in. An all-powerful ruler of time that mostly sat in the background during the preceding titles, you can get fatalityed by her if you lose multiple times during the final fight. Playing as Fire God Liu Kang, just repeatedly lose in these ultra-important final duels, and Kronika will slice off your head, restarting time for her new era in the process. Number 4. Dying for the Cause. Fallout 3 Original Ending. It might be Bethesda's darling now, their entry into the Fallout canon that upended how Fallout games were even made, boosting the franchise into mainstream territory in the process, but Fallout 3's reputation was worse than dirt in 2008 when players realized the final choice in the game wasn't really a choice at all. Kinda like the Mass Effect 3 of its day to some, Fallout 3 ends with the Lone Wanderer needing to access a radiated room where one specific switch will purify the water supply and save the populace. The problem? Well, all that radiation, which wouldn't be a glaring issue other than clearly this will kill your character, and Super Mutant Forks is standing right there. Being that Forks is immune to radiation and you can talk to him, this was an obvious plot path the developers just didn't seem to take. Half a year later, Bethesda eventually offered DLC that would change this crucial scene and let you send Forks in instead. The catch? It was paid DLC, because of course it was. Number 3. Even Shepard Dies. Mass Effect 2. We've all rinsed the hell out of Mass Effect 3's ending where Shepard sacrifices themselves to stop a Reaper invasion in a number of different ways, but Mass Effect 2's suicide mission should be forever remembered as one of the coolest finales in gaming history. Even better, in the name of experimenting with your old saves, was that even Shepard themselves could die. Where BioWare coded a hidden set of qualifiers that designated who would live or die based on which roles you gave them in these closing scenes, Shepard 2 can also perish in the final cutscene if you played the entire game bad enough beforehand. Forgoing all loyalty missions, giving the wrong tasks to the wrong people, this final scene plays out with Shepard making a leap to the Normandy for safety, only to fall to their death. Brilliantly, this was a potential canon ending complete with credits until Mass Effect 3 literally couldn't carry it forward. All your choices along the way will get recognized as a dead Shepard save file, but the game's only course of action is to let you create another Shepard main character and then keep going. Number 2. Choose Citra. Far Cry 3. Remember Far Cry 3? The first time we experienced the now-tired Ubisoft formula in first person in a brilliantly paced open-world adventure that not only reinvented Far Cry itself, but gave us one of gaming's most iconic villains in Michael Mando's Vaas. It was one hell of a sequel, and arguably the best in the franchise, but one area it notably stumbled was the underlying thematic of character Jason losing himself to the island. Personified by the mysterious Citra, leader of the Rakiat tribe, Far Cry 3 sets about giving you a mix of goals between saving your trapped friends who have also gotten lost across Rook Island, and helping Citra achieve total dominance of the local populace. Come the close of the game, Vaas has been defeated, and it's pretty clear you're supposed to save your remaining friends, release your girlfriend from being held hostage, and wipe out Citra for good. However, if you were looking to relive that awkward first-person sex scene that Ubisoft used to debut Far Cry 3 in the first place, you can opt to shack up with Citra instead, slicing your partner's throat in the process. The twist? She then butchers you with a ceremonial dagger, leaving Jason to bleed out on a slab of rock as the credits roll. And number 1, you're doomed either way. Red Dead Redemption 2. Depending on how you like to play your Rockstar games, i.e. experimenting with just how much crime and all-out murder you can get away with, Red Dead 2's tale of lawlessness being reined in across the Old West might have fallen completely flat. However, lead writer Dan Houser is trying to make a point about camaraderie, the importance of family and living without conflict, underneath all the train robberies, exploding horses, and drunken saloon brawls. See, Red Dead 2 takes the bold choice of including a 50-50 split morality meter that gives you two different endings, both of which result in Arthur Morgan dying. One is far more brutal than the other though, forcing you to reflect on the life that you gave Arthur across those crucial closing months, and what it was all for if you ended up being executed by the villainous Micah Bell. You only get this bad ending if your morality was in the lower 50% of that meter for the entire game, even remaining so in the final third when scores of redemptive acts come Arthur's way. Play like a full-on nihilist enacting carnage in all directions, and you'll be put in the dirt by the biggest a-hole in the game, negating the possibility of an otherwise peaceful introspective finale, as Morgan could have been watching the sunrise by himself instead.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.